Boker Tov, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. We are continuing. Today's the last day of Parashat Vayikra. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shalema, Vodu Chonim, Bichladam. Chemda, Barachom, Elchadim, Shana, Elmen, Chanukam, Rivka, Sarah, Manmanir, Shalema, Masara, David, Menachad, Yafa, Vadavar, Rivka, Vadachav, Rivka, Vadaster, Shalema, Ben Esther, Ephraim, Elab, Shabbat, Chana, Yafa, Vadimriyam, Yehudah, Ben Yafa, Chayis, Bat Simcha, Rachel, Bachana, Simcha, Ben Malkam, Rav, Nachad, Ben Yafa, Ben Yam, Chana, Lena, Ben Namun, Rachel, Sabet, Amar, Sabet, Chana, Gibu, Kitu, Barachad, Dan, Meser, Yisgam, Ben Orli, Akon, Ben Malkad, Yisham, Ben Eta, Ariel, Ben Yafa, Yosem, Ben Rashom, Shem, Penina, Yosef, Ben Yafa, Dinam, Dinam, Simcha, Ben Lafa, Ben Lama, Kitu, Ben Shunu, Kitu, Ben Gavu, Mama, Kama, Dester, Ben Achim, David, Ariel, Ben Kala, Elian, Sabet, In Zechut and Refuah Shlema, but Ephraim ben Leah have his name in mind when making all Berachot. Okay, Parashat Vayikra. There is an interesting pasuk in this week's parasha that I want to read to you. The parasha says, talks about all the korbanot, of course, and we know that as we get to one of the korbanot, it says in the pasuk, it says, V'hiktiram ha-kohen ha-mizbecha, lechem ishe lereach nichoach, kol chelev la'adonai. It says that the kohen shall sacrifice, or shall turn these sacrifices into smoke. It says this will be ishe reach nichoach for Hashem. It should be a pleasant aroma for Hashem. That's a question in and of itself. And then these last three words says kol chelev la'adonai. All of the chelev, all of the fats, and all of the choice parts, the good parts of the sacrifice, those should be for God. Those get sacrificed and burned up to Hashem. What's the idea there? There's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, it's the last halakha the Rambam says in Hilchot Isurei HaMizbeach. When he talks about the prohibitions on the altar on the Mizbeach, it's the last halakha in his book over there, and he says the following. He quotes this pasuk and he says, what can we learn from this pasuk? That all of the best parts of the animal, all the choicest parts, they go up to Hashem. So he says the following. Kedei leda yafeh she'en lemala mimenu v'ashaveh v'apachot she'arotzeh lizkot atzmo. And he says the following. The Torah is teaching us that when you bring a sacrifice for Hashem, the parts that go up to Hashem should be, you should find the choicest, the best of your animals, and that should be the one for Hashem. When was this discussion? We saw this with Cain and Hevel. Right? With Cain and Hevel. This was the discussion over there. The idea is that when you have a sacrifice, you should go and find the best of your sacrifices to bring it up to Hashem, and not go and find something, Juri just take something on the fly and put it up there. The Rambam says, this is not only for sacrifices. This goes as well for all aspects of a person's life. And I want to read for you the Rambam inside. He says, V'hu adin v'chol davar shu l'shem ha'el atov. He says, this goes as well for every single thing that we do for Hashem. Shiye min hanaeh v'hatov. It should be from your best. You shouldn't serve Hashem half. You should serve Hashem 100% of the way. He says, "In bana bayit beit tefillah." If you're building a kanisa, you're building a shul. He says you should build it. It says, "Yen na'em mi beit yeshivato." Should be the best of the best. Heechil ra'ev. If you're feeding people who are aniim, people who are poor, feed them from the best of your foods. Don't give them the leftovers. Give them the fresh cooked food for Shabbat. The poor people. Everything you do, he says, it should be the best of the best. This is what the Rambam writes about. Now there's this book called, written by Messengers of Rav Pam. And he says the following idea. It's such a genius idea. He says, what this pasuk is talking about, that you should bring to Hashem the best of your best. People usually relate this mitzvah to things that have to do with external aspects of Ben Adam Lemakom, between us and Hashem. Right? You want to go and buy a pair of tefillin, spend a good amount of money and buy a pair of tefillin. You want to buy a new talit, you spend a good amount of money and buy a nice talit. You do hidur mitzvah. You go out of your way to spend a little bit more for the beautifying of the mitzvah. Ze eli ve'anvel, right? We say, this is my God and I will beautify Him. We go out of our way to beautify Hashem with mitzvot. Rav Palm says, people think it's only with external mitzvot, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to etrog lulav. People spend so much over there. But he says, what happens when it comes to a person's internal, when it comes to a person's midot, when it comes to a person speaking to someone else, when it comes to how a person interacts with another person, when it comes to machloket, when it comes to argument, why don't we have hidur mitzvah And we go out of our way to make sure that we don't get into arguments, to make sure that we don't get into machloket, that we don't get into fights, that we don't get upset, that we don't get angry. When it comes to mitzvot, outside between us and Hashem, we go out of our way, we do everything in our power. But when it comes to the simple parts of a person that we're every single day we're living in our lives, how we build ourselves up as a character, as a person, how come over there we don't do Hidur Mitzvah? So Rav Palm says, that's especially where we're supposed to be doing Hidur Mitzvah. And this is overlooked, he says. He says a person has to pay more attention there than anything else. They say a person in his own home, how you can tell what a person's true character is in his own home. Because in his own home, he's with the people he's most commonly used to. And so, it's not the same way. This is actually quoted in Olam HaMidot. He says, when a person is interacting with someone that they're not so used to, they're not a family to them, they act in a very presentable way. They act in a way that they don't want to represent themselves as a disgrace. Whereas when they're in their own home, they're very used to the people around them, and they'll say things maybe because they're comfortable, they'll act in a certain way. Just go and find that person in their own home, and that's how you can find what their true character is. If there's something we need to work on, it's working on ourselves internally in our own homes. If that's the bare minimum, let's at least take that from here. What the Torah is telling us, that everything of the best, kol chelev la'adonai, the best of the best of the animals give to Hashem. It's not only the sacrifices. The best of yourself give to Hashem. Don't give Hashem the bad parts of you. Give Hashem the good parts of you. When you wake up in the morning, give Hashem your excitement. Show Hashem that you're ready to come and perform His mitzvot. Show Hashem that you love Him. Show Him how much you care. Hashem cares more about how much effort you put in and your intention while doing the mitzvot than He does about what the actual mitzvah result turns into. Because at the end of the day, a person came and prayed, right? If he had kavanah in his tefillah, that's what matters. If he cares and wants to pray to Hashem, that's what matters. Whereas if a person comes, you know, and it's, did you pray in Hebrew? Did you pray in English? Did you pray in this? Did you pray in that? There's so many intricate details that a person can take. But how much effort did you put in to care about what you're trying to do towards Hashem? And I think if there's one idea that we can take from our parasha, I think this is it. Because the Torah is trying to tell us that you shouldn't give Hashem the second best. Don't give Hashem the third best. Don't give Hashem things that aren't the best of the best. When it comes to Hashem, we give Hashem the best. Why? It's not that Hashem needs it. It's to train ourselves that we're always supposed to be serving Hashem as He's the number one. He's supposed to be the face front and everything in our mind. I'll finish with this idea. Someone was telling me right now, is Moshe Kohanim, he's telling me a beautiful Dvar Torah, Vort. And I think it relates to this very nicely. We say every day, Ki la'Adonai ha'melucha u'moshel ba'goyim. For Hashem, we treat Hashem as our king. U'moshel ba'goyim. But by the goyim, by the non-Jews, He's just the controller. What's the difference between the king and the controller, the person who controls? So he said, a moshel, a ruler, He's like a dictator. He's someone that rules over everyone. Everyone knows He's there. The goyim all know that Hashem is present. But they're not serving and worshipping Him every single day. But He says, Ki la'Adonai ha'melucha. But when it comes to the Yehudim, when it comes to the Jews, we don't look at Hashem as just the ruler of the world. We view Him as the king. What's the difference? The king, every single day, we're thinking about how we can serve Him better. How we can serve Him and worship Him as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the king of the world. Melech Malchei HaMelachim. He says, this is the explanation of the Pasuk. And I think this is why the Torah tells us that all of the choicest parts of the animal, all of the best, you have to give to Hashem. Because we're not meant to give to Hashem something just left over. We're meant to choose out of the best of what we have to give to Hashem. And how much more so internally. Let's look inside of ourselves and see maybe where we're lacking, where we can fix ourselves, where we can better ourselves to make ourselves better people, to make ourselves into people that we work on our midot constantly, working on our character every single day. That's the most important thing. If we work on that, then the outside will come as well. But if a person can work on their internal and fix themselves as a person and make themselves someone who runs after doing good, runs after having a good character, he runs away from machloket, runs away from argument, then when it comes to the mitzvot, external mitzvot, bein adam lemakom, between him and Hashem, it'll flow. It'll be simple to him. If I can perform the hardest of all hearts, the character, and fix my character, how much more so I can pay a little bit more and buy a nice lulav and etrog, buy a nice talit. That's easy. Those things are not difficult. The difficult part comes with the character traits. B'ezrat Hashem, I pray and hope that we take this musar, we take this motivation, we take this inspiration from our parasha, that don't give Hashem the second best. Give Hashem the best of what you've got. And if you're not going to give Hashem the best of what you got, for Hashem, He doesn't need it. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. It's for us. So think about what makes you into a better person. And what makes you best is by giving to Hashem the best, as worshiping Him as the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. And that's when He will pour out only bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedinu. Shabbat shalom u'mevarach.